Line's open. I'm running a TS-2000 with it, Tokyo High Power, HL-510V, about 400 watts output. The antenna's a 12-element M-squared, vertically polarized, 80 feet, over.
Well, you're doing very, very well now. Before you weren't, but now you're doing great. Sounds like you're next door.
Yeah, what is the call letters of this repeater? Over.
I'm trying to remember. W2... Shoot. You know what? I know it, but I can't remember it right this minute. You could look it up. It's easy. Just look it up on the ARRL repeater list. It's there.
W2VL.
A VL, yeah. I wonder how I'm getting into the repeater. I think we got a pretty good vandal. But I'm also having a slight coax problem. We're going to change that in about 9 or 10 days. Then I think I'll do better. My SWR is a little bit higher, and the coax is a little bit lower. So we're going to be changing it, and I think I'm going to... It's not real bad, but it's got about 13 watts reflected, putting out about 400 watts. So the SWR is a drop high. Once we find it, we're going to get a even better. Go ahead.
Well, you're hitting the repeater on that last transmission. There is some intermittent on it, but all in all, you're doing very well. I mean, you're up in Massachusetts and you're hitting the repeater. That's a good job. But you said your antenna's up pretty high, so that's good. All right, well, I'm going to have to sign because I'm at work now. This is KD2FHI, 73 to you, and good luck. Have a great day.
The station up in Massachusetts, can you copy KB2OIE, Queens, New York? If that was you, got nothing but noise.
This is K1NDF listing W2VL repeater. It's coming in fairly good, over.
Yes, the station, I didn't get your call. Can you copy me? This is King Baker 2, Ocean India Echo, KB2OIE, Michael Laurelton, Queens. Come back again.
All right, this is K1, Norway, Denmark, France. K1NDF, my name is Neil. I'm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and we're running a TS-2000 with a Tokyo High Power HL-510V amplifier, about 400 watts, 450 out, to a 12-element M-squared at 80 feet, over.
Roger, roger, Neil. Okay, little noise on your signal, little fried eggs in the background, but you're making it. I just wanted to get in there and say good morning. The name here is Michael, and I'm located out here in Queens, New York. I heard you talking to the other gentleman, and I wanted to get in there and let you know you're being heard out here in Queens. Sounding okay. I can copy every word you're saying, but just a little bit of fried eggs in the background. Back to you, Neil. This is KB2OIE.
All right, Michael.
I didn't copy you. I heard you say my name, and then you just dropped right out. And then it was a whole lot of noise on your signal.
Vertical beam, there's too much coming back. And I think once I change that, in about 9 or 10 days, we'll even do a little better. Over.
Roger, Roger. You were saying change something. Every now and then you drop out the repeater. I don't know why, but I heard you say some of it, but I couldn't get it all. Come back again, Neil.
Okay. Thanks for working the repeater. I think the band is slightly open, though. I'm located in Framingham, Massachusetts. That's a long haul. Go ahead.
Yes, it is, Neil. It is a long haul. You're popping in and out of the repeater, but I copy you every now and then. Sometimes you drop out. I thought you was unkeying, but you're sounding good right there. Go ahead.
Well, the band's up, and it's pretty good. I always like working this repeater. We get a lot more openings in the summer than we do in the winter. Go ahead.
Yes, that is affirmative. Yeah, the summertime, the bands open up a lot. I like it when it opens up like this there. Go ahead.
You too. Yeah, it's fun. It is good. And then, at least it's somewhat open today. Over.
Rob, Rob. Neil, what's your call sign again? Give me your call one more time. Go ahead.
Yep. The call is K1 Norway, Denmark, France. K1NDF, over.
K1NDF. Okay, got it all, Carl. Neil, got your call there, Roger.
Now, the band doesn't open up very much in the winter, but it usually starts up about this time of the year, over.
Roger, Roger. I kind of know what you mean there. Go ahead.
It's opened very nicely this morning. This is one of my favorite Long Island repeaters, the W2VL repeater. Go ahead.
That is affirmative. And you know we also have EchoLink on this repeater, too, so you can always get in through EchoLink. Here, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I didn't know it. But we will get out better because we're going to work on the coax in about 9 or 10 days. It's hardline, but it's a little bit lossy. We're running 400 watts and about 8 or 9 watts reflected, so that's kind of high. Well, I think once we get the coax fixed, we'll even get out better. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I was getting ready to say that is kind of high. Yeah, that you don't want to burn nothing up, that's for sure. And 400 watts, wow, that's a lot. Back to you, Neil. KB2OIE.
I'm not going to burn up. If there was any kind of a short, the amplifier would shut right down. But it can run into a good antenna. On my antenna, which is a horizontal, the amplifier puts out 550, almost 600 out, over.
QSL, I kind of hear that. That sounds real good. Okay, yeah, that's a lot of wattage, though, Neil, coming back this way. Go ahead.
I've had the amp almost 11 years. I got it in 2011, and they were just starting to come out, and then Tokyo High Power went out of business, but it's a nice amp. It's got built-in supply, all built-in, a supply built-in preamp, very nice amp, over.
Yeah, I hear that, KB2OIE5D, I kind of know what you mean there, Roger.
That's a good amp. And it runs 100% duty cycle on FM, which means it's not going to burn out. You know, it's very, works great on sideband, but it also works great on FM. If the amp is 100% duty cycle, it's not going to burn up. Go ahead.
Roger, Roger. Got you. Got you. Kind of know what you mean. Okay, Neil, I just wanted to get in there and say hello. I got to get ready to get out of here and get to work. Got to go to work this morning. I worked in a school here in Queens, custodian. So get myself together so I can get out of here and make it to the J-O-B. So I'll say 73s and hope to hear you in here again. Tonight they have a info net every Monday night on this repeater. So see if you can chime in, and that is a great haul from me to you. That's for sure. Kind of appreciate this QSO. 73s, Neil. KV2OIE. Talk to you later. Roger, roger.
Roger, roger. By the way, how's my audio sound on the 2000? Over.
Audio is beautiful. Sound like you're sitting right here in my shack. You've got some good audio. I was getting ready to ask you, what kind of microphone are you using there? Go ahead.
Okay. Let's go say 73. This is K1NDF clear, KV2OIE.
Roger, roger, Neil. Take care. 73, KV2OIE. Talk to you later. Take care. Stay safe. Bye-bye for now.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Thank you.
York InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
There, K2K and PWB2ZSA. WB2ZSA.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WIC Mobile.
I spent it near you.
I heard you spent it in... Were you on your camping trip?
Yeah, I was out in Wading River near you. Yeah, I got there about, I don't know, 1:30 p.m. on Friday, and I left about 12:30 on Sunday.
Well, it sounds like you survived it. And at least the weekend wasn't as bad as they said it was going to be. They were saying rain yesterday and we got nothing, which was nice.
I wouldn't say we had no rain on Saturday, but it only did rain for a little while and it never was that heavy. But yeah, it worked out very well. Everybody had a good time. And, it was, basically it was good, but I have to tell you, I did cheat. As part of the staff, I was supposed to stay in the staff quarters, which is actually a real building. So I slept on a cot with a real roof over my head and walls, and I didn't even have to put my boots on to go to the bathroom. Now, I did offer, because I was on staff, I offered the troop that if they were short leadership, I would ditch that in camp with them, but they said it wasn't necessary.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad everything worked out okay. Kids had fun. You got to have a roof over your head. You know, age has its privileges. Sometimes it's nice to take advantage. But I know you would have gotten out there. Glad you had a good time.
Well, actually, last weekend, I was supposed to sleep out in a tent in Harriman State Park on a backpacking trip. Now you may ask, why are the Boy Scouts holding a backpacking trip and a so-called camporee 1 week apart? And all I can say is I have the same question, but what was I going to do, stand on principle? But in any event, we did a backpack trip. I was supposed to sleep out, you know, in backpacking tents in Harriman, but life interfered, and we actually made it into a day trip at the last minute.
Well, you know, at least the kids got to go out and do something. I guess that's the whole idea. Yep. Unless you're going to plan a trip to a national park, that'd be nice.
I prefer to limit weekend outings with the Boy Scouts to less than 3 hours of car travel.
Understandable. Never being really involved with scouting, do they still have like those big jamborees where they all get together someplace and I guess compare notes?
Well, where I was that idea on a small level. It was basically, to put it in simple terms, it was open to any Boy Scouts in the eastern third of Nassau County. You know, that's the district. So it was a district camporee. There are occasionally all of Long Island ones, but the big ones, yeah. Some years ago, the Boy Scouts they inherited a huge amount of the land out in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia, and they built that up as their standard headquarters for such events as, you know, national or world jamborees. But I have to confess, I've never been there.
Well, you can't do it all. Looks like work's interfering with radio. Hey, you have a great day. Always great speaking with you. Katie, you can't reach clear. 73.
You have a very nice day, and WB2EAV is still listening.
K2KMV, WB2ZSC.
K2KNB, WB2ZSC.